So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Down. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 748, partly sunny and 85 today. Wow, look at this. It's rare that we get a guest who is here not only on time, but early. Comedian Vic DiBattista is in the studio with us. Of course, you came from Jersey. How did you end up getting here early?
I left my house 4:30 this morning. I pulled over in a Belt Parkway and shaved on the way here. What are they building on that Belt Parkway? Ramps for the space shuttle?
It's the worst, dude.
Oh, my God.
It is the worst.
It's insane.
Dude, you've gone absolutely ballistic. I think it's been, what, 2 years since you've been here? You've gone ballistic.
Yes, like I'm just riding the wave.
Vic's videos are everywhere. You guys know Bread and Milk is your first greatest hit. That's like your Stairway to Heaven.
It's up to 16 million. It comes back every winter. It's the Jason of videos.
And you know, you hear people say it. You hear walking around just saying
it. It's on the Weather Channel.
They don't even know where they got it from. They just
yeah,
know it.
Yeah, it's right? On every time there's a snow, even a hurricane in Florida, the views go up. Good for every emergency.
Are you making money from YouTube videos?
Yes.
You are.
Yes,
huh?
I get a check once a month. You know, it's a nice little, it's like an annuity. That's how I look at it.
Did you know
sweetener?
You didn't even. Yeah. But you didn't even do it for that reason. You did it to just get the word out about doing your gigs.
I almost deleted it. I thought it was stupid.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that go viral. The stupid one. I've been doing these since 2010, and of all the videos I've done, that would be the last one I thought would go viral.
The Bread and Milk thing.
Bread and Milk. 26 seconds from my house to the car got me more recognition in 33 years of stand up.
Isn't that something?
Go figure.
And now you're putting out videos like a couple a day. You just do stuff every day.
Yeah,
that's great.
I got a following.
Has so many fans who are just, you're like glue.
And they're loyal. It's almost like a cult following.
You know what it
really is? It's amazing. My fans are the best.
I'm going to tell you why. People such as myself have a kindred spirit in the anger.
Right.
You know, you're angry.
Right.
And you're making a career out of it. And I'm like, I'm just like that guy.
Right.
I can connect to that guy because everything, they'll tell you. I just had to go on medication to keep from killing somebody in the office. Swear to God.
Well, I was listening to you guys on the way in, and I meant to ask you, why couldn't Siri get that kidnapper?
That's right?
Right?
Story we were talking about earlier, that's right.
If you haven't seen it yet, Vic just did another video, I think fairly recently, about the parking spot. And
that
he parks, and he does the same thing I do. You park in as far away as you can, so no jerk off parks next to you.
Ooh, and you can say that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, jerk off's fine.
So no jerk off parks next to you.
That's on
the door open.
That's on five different sites right now. It's over 10 million views.
Good.
It's on Car Throttle, Unilade, World Star Hip Hop. My Kanye West rant. I tore him apart. On World Star Hip. Even black people love me. Yeah. Everybody. I got parents sending me videos of their kids imitating me.
Yeah.
8-year-olds doing Tony Gaga. It's just insane. It's amazing.
You know, the first time I ever saw you in what resembled relaxed, I think you had shot a video in your backyard. You had just gotten in off a flight the day before you went over to Italy. And you were in your backyard and you seemed just chill.
Well, Italy,
I'm like, who's that guy?
Italy will do that to you.
That's the best.
I mean, I made love to my wife in a balcony in Tuscany. I'm not making this up. As two donkeys were making love. I swear to God, I wanted to go live, but my wife said, don't you dare.
Well, it's better than that. Did How relaxing that must have been.
Oh, my
was
God.
Was that the first time you were ever
no,
there?
No, I was 9 years old. It was my wife's first time. I don't remember. I was nine. But it's just a beautiful...
It's a life changer.
I felt like Michael Corleone when he goes back to Sicily.
Right.
And there's a town in Italy called Bitetto.
Right.
And D means from Bitetto.
Right.
And it was just, I started tearing up. You feel
like Michael Corleone, and you tell your wife, start the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Apollonia, no!
Nice job with the scene. Good job. Yeah.
I could do the whole movie right now. I'm sure you guys could.
Of course.
And my wife gets so annoyed. Great. If you don't know the dialogue for Godfather, Goodfellas, and Bronx Tale, don't bother me.
You know what's funny? We have we do another show, too, down in Florida, and we have a girl that works on that show, and she's never watched The Godfather. She's never seen it.
She's And you know what she says? Part three, I can understand.
Right. But you know what she says? I'm going to read the book first.
No. You know. You got it.
I mean, the book, nobody...
And one and two is like one movie when you think about it.
Did you watch it? Have you watched it the way, I think HBO, Brent, mm-hmm. HBO did it that way, where they put it in 8 hours in chronological
order? There's no
order?
Flashbacks.
Right. That's the way to do it.
Exactly.
That's the best way to do it.
You guys like that the best way?
Oh my God, it's the best.
You understand it better.
I saw some of it, but I felt uncomfortable. I guess because I like the movies the way they were put out to begin with. I didn't like it with the flashbacks moved and stuff. I was like, my head just, I don't know, I didn't expect it. I didn't feel comfortable. So I just like watching it the way it was.
No, it was more, you know, of a complete story. But three was horrible.
True.
When three comes on, that's when I shut it off. I go to the bathroom. And I don't know what Coppola was thinking. How do you replace Duval with George Hamilton? What the hell were you thinking with his red skin? Come on.
All right, we're hanging with Vic DiBattista, and we got a lot to talk about. You're playing Westbury coming up on Saturday night. Awesome.
No, July 22nd.
That's Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry. A week.
Oh, two Saturdays. Next Saturday.
A week from Saturday. Sorry.
LiveNations.com. And for people, the VIP tickets, you got to, they give you an option. Because people, I'm getting some crazy people. I didn't know. You got to, but you can't have a meet and greet for a venue that big. It's a liability. There's security issues. So when you go to LiveNations.com, they give you the option to get the VIP tickets. I do that after the show. I do that when I do Governors.
Right.
Obviously, you don't need because it's a smaller venue. I can go in a parking lot and shake everybody's hand. This is different. You know, now you get
a whole VIP.
You got big for us. Yeah. You forgot where you came from. I came from my mother. That's where I came from.
All right, Hotshot Vic DiBattista next. He lets us hang out with him.
He'll be the one with his nose up in the air.
Yeah, he lets us hang out with him once in a while. Here's Stay with the Roads.
And now this morning, Sunrise Highway eastbound into the Hamptons. Slow traffic.
Just about 8 o'clock. Roger, JP on BAB. Comedian Vic DiBattista is hanging out with us. He'll be at Westbury at NYCB Theater a week from Saturday. Get the tickets at WBAB.com and LiveNation.com. We're going to play a song and then back more with Vic. While we're playing, if you want to check out Ticked Off Vic Parking, that is his hottest video at this moment. The one we were talking about where he's parked out in the middle of the lot.
Right. That's the one that everybody can relate to.
And you want to laugh? Guess where I did that.
Where?
Home Depot.
Big parking lot.
I got a whole 20 minutes on Home Depot. You got to come to Westbury and see it.
Vic DiBattista next, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP.
And home.
Because I'm right here at home.
He's a social media maven, this Vic DiBattista.
We got two cameras. You know, I was like, David is in here doing Facebook. We're on Facebook Live, by the way, if you want to check us out on Facebook. Vic DiBattista's in with the studio with us.
Look at that.
He's doing his own Facebook
Live. It's amazing. This 56-year-old chooch with the social. Without this thing, I wouldn't have the following I have.
That's the truth.
And unfortunately, it's become the unsocial media, you know? That's why I'm here, to bring some levity to this crazy world.
Everybody's mad, everybody's offended, but you're like, relax, it's okay, be angry with me, but it's okay.
You could put, I adopted a kitten, by the end of that thread, I was molested by a kitten, block me, unfriend me, oh my God.
We were just talking about it this morning, like Roger Waters from Pink Floyd.
I was listening, he's
coming into the Coliseum.
Yeah, who cares? You want to go see him.
That's it. Like, I get that you're pissed off, but just because you're pissed off or you don't agree with
him,
doesn't mean that everybody has to just shut up. You want to go outside with a sign and protest? Go protest, but don't try and stop me from going to see him.
Exactly. I hate Springsteen's politics, but I love his music.
There you go.
You know, what are you going to do? You know, I love the Beatles. My wife hates the Beatles because she says they're drug addicts.
What?
Well, that's how they wrote their great music. They're on drugs.
All right.
And we're going to see Paul McCartney, 9/11.
Have you ever gone?
That's another thing on my bucket list. No, never saw any of the Beatles.
Where are you going?
Prudential in Newark.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
have you been there?
Well, I know some guys that work for the Newark Police Department, so yeah. they're going to take care of me.
Well, you better hope they helicopter you onto the roof. No. If you have to walk the streets around it, it's every no. man for himself.
They dug tunnels from an Alapin.
The Pope and you.
Yeah, and El Chapo.
That's about right. So, yeah, you can watch Vic DiBattista, fans. He's doing Facebook Live right now. We got it 102.3 WBAB, Facebook Live, everything in the studio with Vic. Vic, if you guys are just tuning in, you definitely know him from the bread and milk videos. Every winter, every snowstorm, it comes up. And, of course, Vic has been around, and, you know, he's played comedy clubs, governors, and stuff forever. And now he's playing NYCB Theater in Westbury a week from Saturday.
Yes, Long Island never lets me down, like Jake LaMotta. You never let me down, Long Island. They always sell out. You know, the two the three governors, you got the Bohemia, Levittown, yeah. and Belmore. I'm yeah. there all the time.
Right.
But this is the big one. This is the Coliseum of Long Island, and I can't wait.
When your manager, for whatever reason, and it's true that Westbury comics look at that place, it's almost like, maybe this is a little bit exaggerated, but it's almost like rock stars look at playing Madison Square Garden, right?
Right.
A lot of comics, because of the history at Westbury, look at that place as like, oh my God, I'm playing.
Yes. You know? And not only that, the round stage.
Right.
You know, the first time I opened for Jay and the Americans a long time ago, because he holds the record, he sold it out the most times.
Right.
And you go out there, and I felt like Russell Crowe, like in Gladiator. I just stood there, are you not entertained? That's what it's like. Yeah. And you wait for that crowd, the 3,000. You have to wait for the laughter to go around the room. It's such a great venue. I can't wait. I really can't.
That's cool. Hey, when you were in, you're a wine guy. When you were over in Italy, did you notice a difference?
Yes, I didn't get headaches, and because there's no sulfites.
Right.
We went to Tuscany. We took a tour. Mm-hmm. They have kids. They have school trips. They teach the kids how to drink wine.
Yeah.
There's 8-year olds.
What a
wine
great place. Yeah.
It's just then the limoncello.
That's the best. See, I found limoncello there, and that was a life change. I was like, where has this been all my life? But now you go to a restaurant now, right? And they'll have limoncello on the menu, and I'll say,
sorry. Facebook Live cameras, yeah,
two social media just collided.
Just crashed. Oh, my God. It's never happened before in social media.
See, he's got the thing. I got the arm. Right. I do these videos on the arm. Yeah. See what I did there?
That's what you do.
Yeah, Italy is just a beautiful country.
It's a life changer, man. I came back from there. I was like, I said to Roger, go, dude, I'm going to learn how to speak Italian.
Yep.
He's like, no, you're not. I'm like, I probably won't, but I really, really want to.
And when they talk, they sound like they're yelling at you.
Yeah.
I asked the guy for bacon and eggs. Signora, relax. Just give me a dummy pass. Whatever.
Right, right. But you know what you noticed? No fat people.
That's right.
You know why? Because nothing over there's got preservatives. Everything, they go to the market every day, they buy what they need, they go home, they make dinner, they do this.
2:00,
right.
Everything closes, they take a nap.
Exactly.
Boy. Just don't drive, because I didn't know what the hell a kilometer was, because I had the Waze app. And I'm in 3.2 kilometers, make a left on Amerigo Vespucci Platt. And I'm telling my wife, Google kilometer. I'm not going to get out of this roundabout until you tell me what a freaking kilometer is. It was like that scene from National Lampoon. I'm making this up. They're insane.
Parliament.
There's no traffic lights. They're insane.
Right.
It makes the LIE look normal.
It's like, and you go in there, you want to get a, you know, in the morning, people go around there to get their breakfast, and they'll go in and get an espresso.
Yeah.
But if you want to, most, they go in there to get an espresso, they whack it back, they go. There's one price for an espresso if you want to just take it and stand.
Yep.
And then, oh, you want to sit down? Double.
you want to use my space?
Yeah.
Then you get the guy that looks like the Black Hand. He comes in, he puts the hat over his coffee. I see you have demitasse under there. You have balls, young man.
Do you speak Italian, Vic? Do you feel comfortable in Italy?
Yes. I got along pretty good. I know the bad words, unfortunately.
Yeah, we all do.
And I'm Barese. That's like a whole different dialect. It's like Chinese.
What's that? Chinese-Italian?
You have some Sicilian Calabrese Napoli Don. Bare, right now the Jews are saying, is he talking about pastries? Barés is like Chinese. It's a whole different dialect.
Yeah, everybody talks bad about the Barés.
Husband. Really? Yeah, husband everybody. Is Watun. Like Calamar is Calamud. Di Piaggio, Calamud. It's a whole.
Really?
And you got to put the word ooh in front of it.
Ooh.
Ooh, ooh sign. Ooh TV. Ooh camera. Ooh Facebook. That's my mother-in-law.
Ungatz.
Ungatz and ooh. Ooh.
Now I understand, buddy.
Yeah. There you okay. go. Yeah. Just put ooh in front of everything.
All right, good. Ooh, Vic DiPotato.
There you go.
There we go. I get the hang of this.
Look at that. You learned something on this show.
Wow. Comte Pada? Who's the Italian?
Bocelli. He lives in Tuscany.
His first album's amazing.
Comte
after that,
Partito. Paesi Potera.
That's it. That's the song.
I just pulled my left testicle.
Yeah. God, I feel like I'm at the Coliseum.
All right, what was Vic in a second? Rock Roger and JP, it's 8:21.
This day and age, a Jew broad. Prejudice against Italians.
Great. The whole movie was great. Right. My wife gets annoyed when I go back and forth with my friends. Oh, again? What do you want to do? Sound of Music?
Comedian Vic DiPotato is in the studio with us. Married to a nice Italian girl. We were just talking to him about what song
was. What did I tell
playing.
You? Don't buy anything stupid.
Bring
right?
it back.
Didn't I tell you?
Bring it back. My favorite when he's Karen, go in there and get the coats.
Yeah.
With the glasses.
Yeah.
And he's looking.
Over there.
In there.
I gotta go, Jimmy.
Karen, why did you do that? That's all we had. I'm sorry.
The cops are here. They had their guns. They thought we were all gonna go to jail. Why did you do that?
Yeah. Classic.
And now another scene.
They don't make movies
from Goodfellas.
Like that no more.
Vic DiPotato plays the part. Ray Liotta would have played.
How much of a difference have the videos and the YouTubes, and now you're doing the 30 seconds with Vic, which seems to like... The deal behind that is people send in messages, they give you their phone numbers, you just call them
up. Yeah, I'm calling my fans.
Yeah, Vic just calls us people.
Who does that? Most radio stations, you call the station. But
right.
I tell them to email their name and their number to my man. We set up a special email.
Uh-huh.
Just leave name and number. That's it. No story, no paragraph, name and number.
So you don't even know what the question is that's going to come at you.
No, and I tell them, just surprise me. And they always go, how you doing? I can't stand that. I'm doing great. Just surprise, you know, well, ask me something.
Well, you know what it is? You really catch, they don't ever,
yes.
See, because we do this thing here on, this radio station does this IMWBAB thing once a year. And we call our listeners.
Okay.
So it's that same kind of thing. But like, you know, we call them and then they either answer, they say IMWBAB, they win, or they put it on their voicemail, IMWBAB. So, you know, but when you actually call them.
They're surprised.
They're surprised. So they send you that number. They don't think you're ever going to call
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Now, when you call them, is your name unknown? Or it says it when they.
Not if we call them from our hotline number.
Yeah, they'll see caller ID.
That's the
probably.
Thing.
Yeah.
My comes up ID unknown and they think it's a scam.
Right.
Most of them don't pick up.
Right.
But I'm not putting my name and number out there. You're
no,
kidding
why would you
me?
Do that?
No, they'll all be calling.
With all these mutants out there?
See, look at the sweet and the sour with this. All your beautiful fans, you're trying to call them, and there's
no,
mutants.
I got 99% true blue loyals and 1% mutants.
Is that what you got?
Yeah. And, you know, mutants are good. Without mutants, without losers and haters, we wouldn't have winners, you know?
As a comedian, what do you get hammered for? What's the thing that you do that people...
The language. Number one, the language.
That was... My wife said it last night.
Which...
She goes, tell Vic. I love it. She goes, it's so funny, but he says the F-bomb too much. Come on.
Tell her to shut up.
Shut
up, bitch, and make me a pot pie.
But all the stuff...
That's a stand-up act. What's wrong with you? She goes, I like the shed video.
You know, with all the stuff that's going on in this world between terrorism, racism, it's just a word, folks. And that's how I was brought up. You know?
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm not clever like Seinfeld. I'm a street guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I talk, you know. Like now, you tell me you can't curse. I don't curse. I can do my act without cursing. But I like they say people who curse are honest, you
right.
know. And I
have you ever had managers or agents trying to tell you to go in a different direction, like cool with this or try to do this?
If I were to listen to people when I first started doing comedy, I wouldn't be where I am now. You got to do what you want to do and don't listen to anybody, you know. I'm doing it my way.
Do you worry about ticket counts? Because whenever we would do a Roger and JP event, he'll tell you. Like, we've done a St. Patrick's Day event for the last... We've been doing this now. We're 17 and a half years into doing the show together, right?
Nice.
And every St. Patrick's Day, I'm like, are people out there? I get nuts. Yes. He doesn't give a rat's ass about anything.
Like, well, there's always a line. We always fill it up. What do you think? It'll be different this time?
But I would,
works out.
Like, if I was... I always say I can never be in a band because if the show wasn't full, I would get angry. Like, I would get angry, and I would take it out on the people that actually did show up.
Right. No, I agree. There's nothing like a full house.
Right.
But like I was telling you before, on the break, if everything could stay the way it is right now, I'm a happy guy. You know? I don't expect to sell out Westbury. It holds 3,000 people. I'm a realist. It's the summer. It's Long Island.
Right.
But I'll be happy with 15, you know?
Right.
Don't forget, I do the other governors. There's three governors in Long Island. I do each one twice. If I didn't do those, I would sell out Westbury.
Every comedian has a story. What's, like, especially when you're first starting, what's the worst crowd you've ever played to as far as numbers? Like, did you ever play to three people?
Two people.
Two?
Listen to this. This was in Florida. I lived in Florida.
Uh-huh.
The owner didn't want, I said, why don't you just cancel the show and give the couple tickets to come back again? No, the show must go on. I put the mic in the stand. I sat down at the table with the couple and did my act at the table. And I said, if one of you go to the bathroom, there goes half my audience.
Right.
How did it go sitting at the table? That's
it was
weird.
Fun. I didn't need the mic. They bought me a drink.
And they probably loved it.
I went over. I did an hour and a half. We had dessert and everything.
Do you ever wonder at any point during while you're doing this, they're like, is this guy going to stay here the entire time?
Nah, I was saying, why the hell did I felt like Hyman Roth because this is the business I chose. I didn't ask to perform in front of two people, but there's not a plaque. So, enjoy.
What are your like favorite movies that you do quote with your friends? I mean, you said Goodfellas, Godfather, that kind of thing.
How can I forget Raging Bull?
Oh, another good one.
Masterpiece. That's where I got. How long I don't wait? How long I don't wait? Classic scene. De Niro, genius. He made one sentence, one word. How long do I have to wait? How long I don't wait? How long I don't wait?
Have you given up on De Niro?
You know what it is? Just act. You know, I know it's freedom of speech, but just act.
Not even that.
Talk politics.
But I need
I don't talk politics. You talk politics, you're done. You lose half your audience.
Right, but De Niro... and I know they all want to branch out. They want to do the actors, but like I need De Niro.
Oh, the acting part. You mean
I don't need you to be a funny cop,
right?
I don't need you to be like.
But
like,
he's great in Meet the Parents.
Yeah,
great. I didn't see The Comedian. Did anybody see that?
No,
I didn't see that yet.
No,
that was filmed at Governors in Levittown
and out at what's the place in Bayview? Crescent Club, the big catering hall out in
Woodbury.
Bayville.
Oh, in Bayville?
The Crescent Club. And, I know they did some stuff out there,
Jessica
too.
Jessica Kearson was in that. Has she ever been here? She's hilarious.
No.
She had a nice part in that, too.
Yeah. Who was the one? Something came out of that movie. Remember we were talking about it ended up in Newsday, and somebody was... something about Hicksville being a bunch of inbreds or whatever it is, and it was a line in the movie,
and
they were petitioning to get the movie...
They were petitioned about
getting the movie banned, about
You know what I would love to see? As much as I love gangster movies and mafia movies, you know, let's take a break. I would love to see De Niro play like Da Vinci or Michelangelo. You know, we have such a great culture, you know?
Yeah.
That would be interesting. And that's the beauty of Italy. You walk the streets of Florence like, wow, that's what Da Vinci got laid. That's what Michelangelo, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying.
When I went to the Colosseum, we didn't sign up for a tour or anything, but there was like a group of people and a guy giving the tour. And we're listening to this guy, and we just kind of bored our way in. That guy painted a picture with his words of gladiators being in there, and then all of a sudden them flooding it with water and then bringing in elephants and tigers coming in out of nowhere.
Right?
And all like so he sick. Painted such a picture. I went up to him like, here's 50. You just made my...
That was entertainment.
Like, I could have just walked around there and gotten nothing out of it. I just walked around, jumped on with that guy, and he just painted this picture. I was like, here's 50. I mean, I wish I can give you more.
We're walking in Rome, and you know, it's all the cobblestone streets. Uh-huh. My wife, the genius, she wears sandals. I'm a mile ahead of, slow down, I'm wearing sandals. How the hell did the Romans do it thousands of years ago? It's not that. I have the bunion. My feet are going this way. My feet are going, so walk sideways. What do you want from me? I got to see the Colosseum here.
The Romans didn't get bunions.
All right.
That's all.
See that?
And they're carrying spears and everything. They went faster than her.
The ones that did get bunions got fed to the lions. They were the reason. Jacks.
All right, more with Vic DiPietano in a second. Ted's got the roads. Oh, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 840, partly sunny and 85 today. Comedian Vic DiPietano hanging out with us this morning.
We were just talking about how, you know, political correctness has just kind of ruined everything.
Yeah, it's, you know, I come from a different time, a different country. It's, you know, you can't even say drop dead anymore, you know?
Right.
We were kids in the schoolyard.
My father dropped dead 3 years ago.
Do me a favor, why don't you kill yourself? You can't say that anymore.
I do it every once in a while.
I don't want you to kill yourself. It's just a figure of speech.
Yeah. It's like, I'm saying that because if you were in front of me, I would do it for you.
Right.
You know, and you actually get hammered for that with the fans you have. Like the fans,
well, they're not
they
the true fans. They're not the true fans. Those are the ones that turn on you in a heartbeat. I got that. Like I said, 99% of my true blue loyals, you know, a lot of people, they know about me from Bread and Milk. They don't know what went on before that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
the 30 years that went on before that.
I get newcomers every day. They just think, oh, look at this guy on YouTube. He's making his video. They don't know I was in the trenches playing Dangerfields and Pips in Brooklyn, driving my garbage truck to Pips, going on stage, doing my act, back in a truck to finish the route. I'm honking a horn. The audience is waving at me through the window. I mean, come on. That's my couch story.
That's good stuff.
If I ever get on any couch.
That is good stuff.
Well, is that the goal? What do you want? What do you want?
What do I want? I'm not going to lie to you. I'd love to get in more movies. You know, Mall Cop was a gift out of left field. Kevin James called me personally because we started together many years ago at the East Side Comedy Club.
Chris Monty was in that one.
A lot of guys are in there.
Dude, I like that. I like him.
Chris is great.
I caught him opening up for Joey Cola one night, and he was really fun.
A lot of guys are in there. And fast forward, he called me. I'm in Albany, and I'm in hotel rooms. You want to do, I got a part for you. I'm like, really, who is this? And he started laughing. Fast forward, I'm in Vegas for 6 weeks. It was the greatest experience of my life, you know? Mm-hmm. I would love to do more. If not, if everything can stay the way it is now, I'm happy. I'm off the school bus. I'm not breaking my ass. I'm not digging ditches.
Right.
I got a beautiful wife, a wonderful kids, a nice house. Who the hell am I to complain?
Right.
You know?
Now that's the attitude right there.
You know?
That is the attitude.
Seriously.
Good for you.
You know, I'm coming here to... I left my house 4:30, and I'm seeing these people, they do this every day. I'm like, geez, I used to do that, you know?
Right.
I'm paying my bills.
And now you know those people are spending money to come see you.
Exactly.
So to hear you bitch about it.
It's surreal. This whole ride started 3 years ago when Bread and Milk came out, Mall Cop, and I got a manager. It was like the perfect storm. And it's just... You know, I'm a slow-moving tank that's forging ahead. I'm not a race car that's getting a flat every 5 minutes. I'm happy. I'm in a good...
Slow-moving tank.
Yeah.
You're a 200-pound Italian tank. Roll over him.
You're going to eat lightning and crap thunder rock.
Well, Vic, it's good to have you in. Really, really cool.
Man.
Stop by anytime, you know?
Always a pleasure. You guys are so nice. Thank you.
Brad, our producer, we have tickets to give away for your show.
Beautiful. Let's plug that one more time, please.
Okay. Vic's going to be over at NYCB Theater at Westbury on Saturday, July 22nd. You can get tickets on our site, WBAB.com and LiveNation.com. We'll give away a pair of tickets now. Call number 20-955-WBAB, 631-955-WBAB. You can check Vic out on at Vic Comedy on Facebook, Instagram, at Vic DiPietano, at
your
this,
sister's
at
ass.
That, your sister's
ass.
Ass.
The Pony Express.
Yeah. I like your sister's ass.
I'm not going to read all these. Go on Google and find them.
Don't let me down, Long Island. Don't let me down. All right.
From Saturday, so we'll see you at Westbury. And Vic, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. It's always cool to hang
out with you.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, it
was fun. Vic DiPietano, everybody. Here's Ted with the Roads.
Southern State westbound. Lots of traffic from the Wantagh down into the Meadow.